If they barricaded the city and they're patrolling, that means they expect an attack on the city.
Or they're just incredibly paranoid.
If he said that it's dangerous to go in the woods at night, I think we should go in the woods at night.
I agree.
Obviously, we're supposed to go headlong into the danger.
Yes.
I would suggest that we turn in tonight. Use tomorrow to investigate. We can go out into the woods, find any traps or anything like that. And then close to the nightfall when we're here, expecting to find him, we can deal with it then. Perhaps set up traps.
What phase is the moon right now?
Do you know the moon effects?
That'd be a common knowledge, because moon, knowing the cycle of the moon affects werewolves, is actually common knowledge. It's just superstition.
Didn't Travis tell us that once?
Mm-hmm. 11. Hold on.
Not an 11.
It was March 14th and 3 months from the 14th minus 1 week. So the 7th. It's currently half moon.
Waxing or waning?
Waxing.
So we're going towards the full moon?
Yeah, you're 4 days away. I think, if you know the superstitions are correct, we want to nip this in the bud as quickly as possible. If I recall correctly, the closer to the from the superstitions at least, the closer to the full moon, the more powerful the werewolf is. So, if we put this off even a day, he could become stronger.
Yes.
So, as much as I'd like to take this carefully, I don't know if we can afford to take this carefully.
But it is very late already, and we have no idea where he is.
We have no idea where he is tomorrow, either.
That's why we track tomorrow in the daytime.
He may not be a werewolf tomorrow during the day.
Well, then you should see the paw prints turn into footprints.
Maybe.
Well, Savage said they did turn back into humans.
How about this? If you want to track, we can go out and just check, at the very least. If you really want to go rest, you can.
Ah, hey, good. Refill?
No, thank you. Hey. I'd at least like to check tonight.
Very well. I will stay at the hotel.
Okay.
Did you book our rooms?
I haven't been to the hotel yet. You've been with me the entire time.
Okay, then let's book rooms, because I don't speak the language.
Tough cookies. No, I'm kidding. All right, I go get us.
You guys head over to the bed and breakfast, and you meet Hannah, a much older German woman. Hello.
Hi. I need to get two rooms.
Okay.
Do you mind sharing a room with you? Do you mind sharing a room with you? Okay. Two rooms, so.
Alright. Here's the keys. Pay at end. Breakfast served early in the morning.
Alright. I take it. Are there two beds in the rooms, or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Alright.
Come in.
Share
here, beds. I help you take in your luggage.
Oh, thank you.
I've still got some business I need to take
care. No, you need to come upstairs and check rooms.
I think I'll be fine.
I think it's a good idea that you come upstairs and check your rooms.
I think she's hinting at something, even though I don't understand, but she looks like she's hinting at something.
Alright, fine, we'll check the room.
Alright, as you guys, of course, she kind of locks the door, looks out the window, kind of closes the window. The rooms check out fine.
I take it the rooms are on the second floor?
Yeah, rooms are on the second floor. It's a bed and breakfast.
That's it. Do we have enough sheets to make a rope?
Yes. Considering you'd be falling maybe about 10, 12 feet. I'm not sure you terribly need them, but okay.
No, the rope's more for getting back up into the room.
Okay.
Which side of the building is my room facing? I can let her try and keep me in here.
West.
What's the front of the building?
That would be east towards the town.
So we're out the back.
Okay. You want to climb out the window?
You guys hear a second howl much closer.
I'll simply go out the front.
Except actually on the other side of town now.
I don't know. Will she let him out the front door?
No, no, no. You stay. You stay.
No, no, that's okay. I unlock the door and step outside. Thank you, madam. I'll be back later.
Locks.
Looks out the window.
I climb out the back of the building.
Give me a climb check.
Okay. I'll keep a lookout from a window because I know they're going to try and climb out or something. Yes, I see them in that same.
Well, I walked out the front.
Well, you're on that side. Yeah.
You will fall?
Jump out the window.
It's only 10 feet.
Fall out the window.
What the hell?
Andre, he doesn't need a rope. It's just 10 feet.
That's 19 points of damage. Your toughness is a
9.
9. Alright, as you fall, basically, you accidentally hit a bear trap.
Oh, that doesn't look good.
Well, I'm glad I didn't climb up the freaking back. Come on.
I opened the window. McDonald! What'd you find?
Trap.
What?
I hate you so much right now.
You're whispering, I can't hear you.
Could you go into my room and pull the rope up? That way this looks a lot less awkward than it actually is.
She's been gripping his leg.
I walk to the back. I heard something, what's going on?
Bear trap.
Okay. Bear trap.
You will notice that there's actually a few back here.
What? Ooh.
Please. Please, just pull the rope in.
I'll go to his room and...
Yeah, okay.
Let me help you with that.
Give me a strength check. If you roll double ones, you accidentally pull it far and accidentally let go.
Not double ones.
Actually, all right, you...
Not.
Kink.
I'll deduct 2, like, off your movement for a while, as you're now limping.
I was at him only at a -1 penalty right now.
Yeah.
It's only 10 feet.
The only way I could justify doing 19 points of damage with a single D6 against a toughness 9 is he had to land in, like, a bear trap.
That makes sense.
And honestly, it was 1D6. The statistic odds of what just happened are astronomical.
You forgot to take into account you were attacking me.
That is true.
And you have forgotten that you've been rolling on fire tonight.
I have been on fire.
At least you didn't, you know, topple forward, land on your head, and in a bear trap.
Your head lands in the bear trap.
Well, looks like I'm rolling up a new river.
That would be, like, would be appropriate.
It would be like he explodes like 7 to 10 to 13 times.
At that point,
I wish I could have soaked those wounds, but whatever.
Did you lose all your biddies in the train? Like, we all did?
Yes, we all lost all of our biddies.
What did I use my last biddy on?
Including... You used it on the persuasion.
Yeah, because you did double ones on the...
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I didn't want to insult the bartender. Yes.
Andre has 1 GM biddy left. That is it.
Because I was trying to be nice.
Honestly, I'd say, I think we want to avoid fighting the werewolf.
Wait until the session. Andre, we have an hour to fight the werewolf.
No, wait. I'd like to mechanically fail the bear trap.
Too late.
Damn.
If you would have played that at the beginning, that would have been a great way to get around it.
Damn it. I haven't had my card.
Right there.
It's behind the curry.
No, I didn't have your card. The curry had your card.
Blame the curry?
Stupid curry!
Alright, I suggest we... I'll look at your wounds.
How? I'm at the...
Well, when you get back up.
Who says I'm going back up?
Alright, if you want to limp around.
If you want to go past the golden hour, she can't heal you.
Alright,
I suggest you have a look at it. That looks pretty bad.
I guess I'll try and get in through the front door again.
It's locked.
He fell in a bear trap, it seems.
What are you doing here?
You let me out.
I had a... Apparently the alcohol was a bit stronger than I was expecting.
Shame on you, grabs your ear.
Not what I was doubling, not what I was
doubling. My leg.
Do you actually have heal?
Yes.
Okay.
So does he.
How about...
He can't heal
himself. I take it she doesn't.
She has it at a d4. She'll help.
Oh.
She'll help.
She adds plus 2 to your roll.
Okay, so 7 minus 2.
2.
So 5.
That heals a wound. She does not help this time. 5 minus 1 is 4.
4.
You heal the other wound.
Oh, I can feel my leg again. Thank you, madame. I guess I shouldn't have opened the window.
No, she closes the door, locks it again. Don't go outside!
No, no, we have one more thing to do.
No, just slaps your hand.
Just
I
stay
I ignore it.
Slaps your hand.
I ignore it.
Leah, strength check.
Big German mama standing for
five.
Yes. Liam, stay inside. I don't think I'm in any condition to go out anymore. We don't want you going out alone.
That would be stupid.
I thought you was coming.
she's sitting in her room.
Tending to her, you know. Looked underneath a bandage.
Oh, don't like to see that.
At least you took good care of the bear traps, and they're not rusty.
I reset it for you, by the way.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, I think I'm gonna go lay down for now.
Yes, yes. Escort him up to his room. We sleep tonight, we investigate tomorrow.
It's not gonna be any better tomorrow.
At least then I don't have to jump out a window onto a bear trap.
You don't have to. Let's go.
Why are you in such a rush? Igor!
Because, as he said, the more we wait, the stronger he gets.
Perhaps.
I don't know. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Look.
No,
are you cautious?
No.
Okay.
Nice floofy pants.
Anywho.
I ignore Liam and I'm going up to my room to sleep.
We are going to sleep. You're not allowed to go out by yourself.
I will go find the patrol.
Dear Stephen.
Alright, get plenty of sleep, because we will be moving early in the morning.
Okay.
And we will drag you if need be.
That's fine.
You may have to drag me.
I'm sorry, dude. That's the only way I could justify a 19. 12 feet wouldn't break someone's leg unless you had osteoporosis or something.
Look, hey, at least there wasn't a broken leg. At least it was just land on a bear trap.
Yeah.
Not
really.
Hello.
Anyway.
Hello.
Smell it?
Yeah, you can smell it there.
Smell what now?
I smell nerd!
Oh. I thought you were going to say curry, too. Actually,
yeah. Yeah, I made curry today.
Anywho. So, you guys will rest the night. Occasionally howls throughout the town. It seems to be going all around the town. Getting close and then distant, close then distant.
Right.
Does it sound like just one or many?
It's hard to tell. There's only ever one howl at a time.
Make a knowledge werewolf.
Yeah, you don't
know. I acknowledge animals. Is it wolf behavior?
Go ahead. Knowledge animal would tell you anything about wolves. Apparently wolves fascinate you.
Nine.
Wolves do not howl alone.
I guess it is a communication for if they're lost.
Yeah.
Or
usually there's a howl and then there's a response, or, you know, they howl together, or not howl, wait like 30 minutes, howl.
I'm going to go put this in the fridge real
fast. Alright, no problem.
I will communicate whatever they decide needs to be communicated.
Right. You guys will wake up in the morning and
eat breakfast.
At dawn, you'll notice that the town's bustling. People moving around, being excited, living life, enjoying it. You guys have this nice, big, hearty breakfast with big German sausage. Pfunk! Breakfast! Smothering eggs.
I just don't like German food.
It's cow.
You know what? It's pretty good.
I'll eat the eggs.
Yeah.
Not good. Alright, well, judging by listening, it's obviously just one, not many. So we won't have to worry about numbers, at least. And there is nothing that... I've heard nothing about the werewolves or wolfmen actually controlling other wolves.
I don't know.
So I assume it's just one. He's just stalking the town, seeing if anyone's stupid enough to wander out.
Probably.
Don't wolves travel in packs?
Yes. They are pack hunters. Which is why I'm thinking, even though I hear only one, it is confusing slightly. But maybe this was his home, so he knows it well and doesn't want to leave it.
But if it's home, then
there
should be
more. Werewolf says lawful good here. So it's protecting the town.
No, why is it protecting it from?
That's a good question. Vampires?
Salamanders.
Geckos.
So.
That's a very oversized power for killing geckos.
It's a golden gecko.
They're golden geckos.
There's like 12.
I'm pretty sure a werewolf bee will go through 12 golden geckos.
Maybe.
They're irradiated golden geckos.
So
that's what golden geckos are!
With two giant red scorpions.
Dang. Oh, those red scorpions are nasty.
They're playing on hardcore, but...
Giant ones are annoying as hell, because you can't hurt them.
Yeah, you can.
You, well, but not...
Tyler's able to one-shot them.
Anywho.
Most normal guns cannot hurt them.
Tyler can one-shot them.
Most
so the town is bustling at this point. People are out and about... enjoying themselves.
Is there people at the pub now?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
So let's track or whatever.
Should we find out any strange occurrences, like people missing, people dying, random tracks being around, blood, you know, whatever?
Yes. I would think that we investigate in town while the people are out. And I also want to find the hunters. Because someone had to bring in the deer.
Couldn't import it from the nighttime.
I suppose they could have, but then they would have more supplies. Also. So I'm thinking that they hunt in the daytime. So maybe we can go out and with them. And do investigations out in the woods. Because they would know the area.
Although it seems like the town people were avoiding the wolves at all costs.
Well, we will see if there are hunters that actually brave the woods. Huh? Is this okay?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Streetwise trying to find the hunters.
Although, as I said, we need
Alex
to find out
really
actual cool. location. What's happening in this town? Can
be streetwise, Alec. Okay. I apologize for taking a bit longer than I should have. Apparently, when the curry overflowed at one point, some of it seeped underneath the pottery bit of the crock pot and stuck it to the warming bit.
Ha.
That's why it wouldn't come out.
Yes. I got a 2 minus outsider. I got a 0.
Okay, so nothing the first hour.
I got a 3.
Nothing the second hour.
Got a 1.
Nothing the third hour.
Tell me when you guys want me to stop.
6 a.m. now, it's 9 a.m.
I'm sure that I'm
got a 1.
Left by now.
10 o'clock.
I got a 2, actually. Got a 3.
He needs a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Got a 5.
There you go. Okay.
But stop ignoring me!
It's an annoying American.
Hey, listen.
You'll find out that there are a total of 3 hunters in town. There's Gorvik, Johan, and Ulrich the Mad.
Isn't he a deity?
No, he's technically a dwarf, but Ulric does not live in town.
That's why he's mad?
I meant like crazy mad, yeah. I assume.
Yeah, he's insane. Johan is the best tracker. What did I say the other guy's name was?
Gorik.
Gorik, that's right.
Or Gorvik or something. I don't know.
Gorvik, however, is the most successful hunter.
I say we go talk to Ulric the Mad.
Why?
Insanity is good in our profession.
It also could be any of these hunters could be the werewolf themselves.
True. So we go to the most suspicious one first.
Let's go with Johan first, since A, he's in town, and B, he can track the tracks that we're looking for. Because I don't know if any of you guys have tracking, but he may be better.
Yeah, he probably is.
What, a D4?
Yeah.
Why did the townspeople keep ignoring me?
Are you dusty?
You're American.
they're more distracted by the tumbleweed.
What the hell is this?
It's my vanity pet.
Alright, so we've got about 10 minutes to get to a decent stopping point.
Okay.
Alright, so which one are you guys going to go talk to first?
Both. You know my both.
Johan and Gorvig are in town.
I suggest
Ulric is outside.
We go to Johan, and we can ask him if he found any wolf tracks in the area, and he can specify if they're coming from a certain location or if they're hanging out in a specific area aside from around town.
Okay.
All right. So you guys go track down Johan. He is currently kind of in the marketplace. You see, he's selling mainly pelts, actually. Because they're nice and, you know, warm and whatnot. Ah, hello! Oh, well. Are you a ragtag band?
He's speaking German, right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Before we go any further, out of character con question, what's our story here? We're here hunting wolves? Okay. Just wanted to check. Alright. Yes. We're a group of travelers. We're here hunting wolves. And we heard you were, like,
interesting time of year to come hunting wolves.
We didn't really have much of a choice for when we could come. Our employers are a bit, demanding.
Who hires women?
Let me phrase this. Our employers are demanding. She insisted she tag along.
Ah, your wife?
No, a friend.
Okay.
Yes, sir. It's a bit odd. I won't deny it. But we were told you were the best tracker in town.
Yes, I am the best tracker.
We were wondering if maybe you'd seen any wolf prints or anything.
Oh, yes. There's plenty of wolves around.
Do they seem to congregate in any specific area?
Yes, they mainly are towards the north. Good luck, though.
And why?
Oh, Ulric's been out that way recently.
Ulric?
Yes, crazed old man. Lives out in the woods.
Does he do something? I mean, what would he being up there have done to the wolves?
Ulric's always been a bit touched.
Ah.
He's been putting bear traps around the town.
is that why there are bear traps behind the bed and breakfast?
So the town patrol is not looking for the werewolf, they're looking for Ulric.
That crazy old man, he's putting bear traps in our town!
He's not keeping the wolves out, he's keeping people in!
Set up perception check.
Yeah.
Would you like to roll?
I think it's notice in this, actually.
Yeah, it's notice.
Whatever. I got 4.
Seems honest enough to you.
Okay. Well, so, to the north, then?
Yeah. Good luck.
I suppose the other question would be, have you noticed any strange tracks about?
Ugh.
I've heard some tales and...
It's so much superstition. It's not a werewolf.
What?
The townsfolk are so superstitious. Please, let us be realistic. There's no werewolf.
Yay, Dan and Thomas.
Yeah. Have you seen anything strange? You're a tracker. There are wolves. You're obviously some sort of group of hunters who think they can bag a werewolf. Werewolves don't exist.
Look, we're not here hunting werewolves. I just figured it never hurts to ask.
Convenient timing, my friend.
Right. Well, I thank you for your time. Have a good day.
You too.
Are you buying that?
What does he say?
He's asking if you're buying it.
Maybe. How much is it?
A pound.
Not sure. Don't give me
more.
You have
a wolf pelt. Okay.
It keeps me warm.
Jackass.
Oh, what do you expect?
Yeah. Doubting Thomas, I was asking odd questions.
And you're an outsider.
Looks like, he said, the wolves mainly congregate to the north. Ulrich the Mad has been up there, and he's the one who set the bear trap. Ulrich is apparently the one who set the bear traps.
So should we head to the north?
Right. Is there anything... Well, I don't know how willing he'd be to talk to me now. He seems convinced that we're crazy.
Well, I think that's good enough. Well, and which direction does Ulrich live in?
I suppose we grab...
Oh, you would have found that out earlier. Ulrich actually lives to the south.
The south of town?
Not too far outside of town, though.
Well, we can take a jaunt out there if we want to, or just go straight north. It's up to you guys.
He's the only one who lives outside of town. Gorvig does also live in town as well.
Or we can talk to Gorvig.
I would suggest going to find the other hunter.
Ulrich or Gorvig?
The same one.
Ulrich. That's kind of what I'm feeling.
Yeah. And so we go there, he'll probably give us more information on the wolves.
Mm-hmm. At least without calling us crazy. Or he will call us crazy, and then we can tell him he's calling the kettle black.
No. He's the only sane one.
Alright.
You guys head south to the... towards Ulrich's house. You guys will need to give me perception checks.
So we don't step on any bear traps? I will be looking for them.
Yep.
Where's the D4? No! D4!
8.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously nothing go wrong. I got a 3.
Okay. Just let me know if anyone rolls double ones or anything.
No.
Not double
ones.
Yeah. Yep. You two easily spot several bear traps. There's actually a few, you know, log traps, a few pit traps, several trip wires.
Cool stuff there.
A lot of common hunting traps, a lot of snare traps as well, nets. And there's a small log cabin on a hill in the thickest part of the forest. Smoke is coming outside, since it's now lunchtime, coming out of the chimney.
Alright, well, I guess we knock.
Wow, this chaos door is scary. It's a scary face.
You hear. And all you see is the business end of a shotgun.
Are you Ulrich?
You see this man hobbling his early 70s, scraggly beard, old stretched skin, wrinkled with plenty of liver warts, his hair pulled back under a fur cap. He seems to be kind of wearing some leather.
Who are you? My name's Joseph McDonald. We're a group of hunters. We're here to help with the town, the issue the town has.
He says in English, come inside.
Oh, good. You speak English. I'm getting tired of translating.
You'll notice it's a fairly small cabin. Trophies, traps. Obviously, this guy's a hunter of actual survival.
currently on is